Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant.
Let strength come upon your heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, take the glory and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. You may be seated. Welcome someone to church. Good morning. You are welcome to church. Happy new month. This is a wonderful time in God's presence. The first month in the first Sunday in the month of December, being the last month in the year. What a wonderful thing. What a joyful thing. Let's glorify the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory unto the Lord. Last week we are here dancing and praising God, appreciating Him for all that He has done for us at the course of the year. And today we are here that the Lord will fill us with joy. Hallelujah. Are you happy? Are you rejoicing already? Because God is causing that fulfillment to come today. And that is why He's giving you the fullness of joy. And I know today that your joy, that moment you have been waiting for, has come. And it's happening for you. You are entering into it this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want to thank the church leadership for this moment, for this opportunity. The lead pastor, my father in the Lord, Pastor Abiodun Aribike, for giving me this opportunity to exhort us by the word of God this morning. And I pray that as I speak, you will look beyond the one standing before you. And the Lord who kept me standing here will reach out unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. John 15, verse 1 to 11. We're going to read it together. John 15, 1 to 11. Give me NIV. Okay, I want us to go together. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me, I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, it will be given you. Today you are asking, and it will be given unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, verse 8. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciple. 9, move quickly. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. Verse 11, let's take it loudly. I have told you this, so that my joy may be in you, that your joy may be full, that your joy may be complete. Hallelujah. Fullness of joy is what we are looking at this morning. But the Lord directed me to use this passage. And before we go into this passage very well or properly, I would like to explain some things. That at salvation, when you give your life to Christ, there are certain things that happens to you. And that one of the things that happens to you is mentioned in the book of Romans. Romans chapter 8, verse 9. Romans 8, verse 9. When you give your life to Christ, it said, you, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit. if the Spirit of God lives in you. So when you give your life to Christ, you receive the Spirit of who? The Spirit of God. The Spirit of God comes into you. That is what this passage is saying now. You are no longer in the flesh. He said, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ. So the second thing you receive in salvation is that you have the Spirit of what? The Spirit of Christ. Okay, he said it does not belong to Christ. So those who receive Christ, they have the Spirit of God. They have the Spirit of Christ. Now, Romans 8, the same chapter, verse 15 now, 15 and 16, said something again. 15 and 16 said, he said, for you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again. That is bondage to fear. But you received the Spirit of sonship. That is the Spirit of adoption. Okay? So when you give your life to Christ, you receive the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, and you also receive the Spirit of adoption. That Spirit makes you to be a son of God, a daughter of God. That is why John 1 verse 12 says, to them that receive him, he give them power. To them that believes in his name, he give them power to become what? The sons of God. That power is a social authority to be called the sons of God. So what that means is that you receive the nature of God. You become a partaker of divine nature. What that means is that whatever is inherent in God is not inherent in you. It means every spiritual possibilities, every spiritual possibility that exists in God is now resident in you. And one of the things that is in resident in God is joy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So when you receive salvation, when you receive Jesus, one of the things that the Spirit of God brings upon your heart is that joy. That is why we have what is called the joy of my salvation. Glory to God. So when you give your life to Christ, you see that there is this joy that comes from within your spirit. There is this peace. There is this love that comes out from within. It's not from outside. It's not from outside. So, I want you to know that this is the nature of God. This is one of the nature that actually forms the character of God. And when you receive Christ at salvation, what happens is that the Spirit of God brings this joy into your spirit because you have become a partaker of the nature of God, so that you can now begin to, your character will now begin to align with God, so that you can actually become like Him. Hallelujah. So, God is now in the inside of you. And you know that where God exists, there is nothing that has the capacity, the ability to make Him unjoyful. Hallelujah. That is why when you step into heaven, in a second, you will forget whatever you have gone through on this earth. Automatically, you're stepping into joy. Because that is where God is. Hallelujah. So, God is in the resident. God is resident in the inside of us. So, as we walk with God, we keep receiving measure upon measure of this joy. We keep receiving fullness upon fullness of this joy. And it comes to us in various forms. Some of this joy comes to us when we ask and receive. John 16 verse 24. Are we together, media? Verse 24, he said, until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive. And what will happen? And your joy will be full. Glory to God. Are you going to ask this morning? I pray in the name of Jesus. Whatever you are going to ask the Lord this morning, He will grant it unto you. And your joy shall be full in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever you may have been asking Him before now, in this service, the Lord will grant it unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. So, we receive this joy when we ask and receive. And sometimes also, when we receive certain encounters and visitations of God, Imagine when Mary was seated in her room, in her house or her room, and the angel of the Lord came and stood before her. Even though she was terrified by that visitation, do you know that encounter changed her life? Praise the Lord. Do you know how it's like you are standing or you are praying and you see Jesus? You have never met him, and Jesus will walk into your room. Do you know how it's like to see the Lord Jesus? To see your God. That kind of encounter changes your faith. It brings a joy, rises from within you. Glory to God. Today, I declare in this service, the Lord shall give you an encounter. He will give you a visitation that will cause raven joy to rise from within you. And joy to come upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Any kind of encounter you desire, visitations of God that will bring this joy to happen to your life, let it come upon you now. In the name of Jesus Christ. The blessings of God bring fullness of joy. Favor of God, lifting, breakthroughs, promotions bring fullness of joy. There are various departments of our life that we desire the fulfillment of God's promises. When these promises are fulfilled, joy come upon our hearts. How it's like you walk into your office tomorrow morning and your CEO tells you, "Oh, welcome, we've been waiting for you. Here is a promotion letter for you." How will you feel? Hallelujah. How will you feel? You walk out of this church this morning, and as you're going out, you receive an alert on your phone of several zeros. That's fullness of joy. Someone has been waiting for a financial breakthrough. This morning is happening for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. I say that alert, receive it now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Someone has been waiting to pay his house rent. This morning, that alert, receive it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Someone has been waiting for an appointment letter. I said this morning, receive it. This week, as you walk out your office, receive it. In the name of Jesus Christ. That is fullness of joy. Departments of your life. You need this, you need that. When each of them come to pass, you receive fullness of joy. And that is the desires of God for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So God releases this joy upon us when he answers our prayers. When he does one thing or the other for us. And this joy is always in full. It has no end. Because God himself has no end. It flows ceaselessly, endlessly from him to us. You can imagine God. That is why the realm where he lives is called eternity. Nothing finishes, nothing diminishes, nothing reduces in quality and in quantity. Everything you need there is in him. And joy is one of the things that is in God. You can draw it from him this morning. I say, receive it in the name of Jesus. Jesus is the joy that we are talking about. Jesus himself is the joy. Is the source of joy. Is the embodiment of joy. Is the joy giver. No Jesus, no joy. No joy come to a man outside Christ. It's not happiness, oh. God didn't direct me to talk about the difference between joy and happiness, what joy really is. He directed me to this aspect, and I just want to stick with it. Glory to God. So Jesus is the giver of joy. Now let's look at verse 7 of that John chapter 15 now. I have a few minutes, I will just run through it quickly. John 15. Verse 11. 15, verse 11. 11, 11. Verse 11 says, he said, "I have what? I have told you this, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be what? May be full. May be complete." So he said, I have told you this. What are the things that he said? For you to know that he talked about, you have to go to from verse 1 to 10. That was what he told the disciples. And that is what he's telling us now. So we shall go to from verse 1 now. Verse 1, he said, I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. Jesus speaking metaphorically. He said, I am the vine. My Father is the gardener. He said, he cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. So Jesus is saying, I am the vine. He described himself as a what? As a vine. Now he said, I and you, we are the what? The branches. Glory to God. Now, because of time, state this. Let's take note of some of the things that Jesus mentioned there. Jesus mentioned bear fruit. In verse 2 and 4, he mentioned bear fruit four times. In verse 2, he mentioned it twice. In verse 4, he mentioned it twice. And then bear much fruit, he mentioned it twice. One in verse 5 and then one in verse 8. So each time a word is repeated, is mentioned repeatedly in scripture, it is for emphasis. It shows great importance, high importance. God is simply saying, for example, God called Moses and said, Moses, Moses. And Jesus will say in some chapter or in some verse, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you. So anytime words are repeated twice or more than twice is for emphasis. It shows great importance. It shows that you should pay close attention to this particular word. It could come in phrases. It could come in word. It could come in statement. Amen. So Jesus mentioned bear fruit. It shows that God is saying the key to receiving fullness of joy is by bearing fruit. It means that there is no other way in this context that a child of God can receive the fullness of joy except you bear fruit. Except you bear fruit. Hallelujah. And in this context also, I found out that the joy Jesus is talking about is the fruit of the Spirit. Is the fruit of the Spirit. What is the relationship between fruit and then joy? I saw that in verse 9 and 10, he mentioned love. And then in verse 11, he mentioned joy. How many times? Twice. Are you following? Amen. So, and I saw also that Paul received by revelation the remaining fruit of the Spirit. Now, project Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. Join it together if possible. Galatians 5. All right? So, Jesus mentioned love, and then later he mentioned what? Look at it in that order. It said, but the fruit of the Spirit is what? Is love. Followed by what? Joy. Then peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Glory to God. So what formed the character of a believer is the fruit of the Spirit. It is the fruit of the Spirit. When the Spirit within comes at salvation, at birth, when you give your life to Christ, you receive the first three fruit of the Spirit. You see joy come upon you within your spirit. And then you see peace and then joy. Okay, love comes first and then joy followed and then peace. You found peace with God. You found peace with everybody. You are happy. You are this. The Spirit of God is meant, when God exposes us to certain conditions, we are meant to develop this fruit of the Spirit
and formed our character so that our character can be in conformity with the characters of God. And as we move on, we see that the joy of God is being manifest in fullness in our lives. Hallelujah. 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 So, what are we saying this morning? And how can we bear fruit? How can we bear fruit? What should I do to have fullness of joy? The simple answer is that we should bear fruit. We should bear fruit. And the fruit is manifest by the way I behave, by the way I relate with you. You see, we have so many believers in church. They are just believers, but they have no fruit. If you need to know someone, just get close. Just pinch him or her. You will see the fruit that will come out. It could be a fruit of anger. It could be a fruit of aggression. You see, Jesus is a practical example of this fruit. When the spat of him, fruit that came out was self-control. When they nailed him on the cross, show yourself! If you are the Messiah, what came out was love, forgiveness. Glory to God. So, what should I do to have fullness of joy? He said, bear fruit. Bear fruit. Jesus mentioned, bear fruit. And then bear much fruit. So, how do I bear fruit? Verse 4 to 6, put it together. We'll read it. How do I bear fruit? One, Jesus said, remain in me. He said what? Let's read it together. He said what? Remain in me, and I will remain in you. He said, no branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you what? Unless you remain in me. He said, I'm the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. One of the ways to bear fruit is to remain in Jesus. We have people who remain in Jesus today, and tomorrow they are outside. You can't bear fruit like that. Today you are in church. Before we see you again, maybe next 3 months. Today you are righteous. Tomorrow you are down into the pit of sin. Today you are speaking in tongues, and tomorrow you land in fornication. You can't bear fruit like that. You can't bear fruit like that. He said, remain in me. Jesus said, I am the vine. As long as you remain in Jesus. The branch, he said, you know, the branch draws nutrients and nourishment from the vine. The growth and the life of that branch depends on the vine. How can you live a righteous life when you live outside Christ, when you don't remain in him? Jesus is righteous, he's holy. You can't carry his nature, remain in him, and still be, you know, doing a lot of things. Hallelujah. Then number 2, he said, allow his word to remain in you. Allow his word to remain in you. He said, if my word remain in you. I think verse 5, no, verse 6. He said, if anyone does not remain in me, okay, verse 7. He said, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, then ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. So Jesus remain in you and his word remain in you. That is, you are abiding in Jesus and then his words. To abide in the word of God is to put his word into practice. Is to apply the word. We keep hearing the word of God every day and we remain the same. We are not obeying him. We are not obeying it. That is why. Because James told us, he said, him that practices, he practices this word, he said, he shall be blessed. Each time you hear the word of God, you meditate on it. You apply, you put it into practice. You see the result. You see the result. Glory to God. So Jesus said, remain in me and my word remain in you. Now, we know that if we remain in him and his word remain in us, whatever we ask, we can't ask outside his word. Sure you know. We can't ask outside the word. And John says this confidence we have that whatever we ask according to his will. What taught you his will? The word. Glory to God. So when you ask according to his will. So he heareth you and your joy is what? Is full. We keep asking God certain things for years, for months, and we don't see the manifestation. Let's remain in Jesus. Let his word remain in us. It's not too late. It can happen today. And I say it's happening for you now. In the name of Jesus Christ. So he said, remain in me. And then verse 8. Be a seeker of God's glory. Be a seeker of God's glory. He said, this is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit. Bearing fruit, as I mentioned earlier on, is your character. What form your character is the fruit that we see. And these 9 fruit of the Spirit are meant to be the fruit that should manifest in the life of the believer. Now, to bear much fruit is showing yourself to be my disciple. So when you believe in Jesus, you can remain at the level of a believer. But to bear much fruit, you can move on to become what? Becoming a disciple. There are things that a disciple will never do. You see, if you see a disciple in the church, you know them by their fruits. Hallelujah. There are people that they are coming to church for years, but they are still a believer. They have not moved on. They have not bear much fruit in becoming a disciple. A disciple will seek God's glory. A disciple will do what the Father will be pleased with him. A disciple will always do the things that pleases the Father. When you see people fighting the church, when you see people fighting pastor, insulting pastor, they are not disciples. Disciple will never do that. Amen. When you see people gossiping, when you see people fighting, keeping malice, disciple will never do that. To bear much fruit, you are a disciple. You will seek to do the Father's glory. You will seek to do the things that pleases God. And lastly, in verse 9 and 10, that is where bear much fruit is showcased. It said what? 9 and 10, put it together. As I conclude, he said, as the Father has loved me, so what? So have I loved you. Look at the simile that Jesus used. As the Father loved me, so have I loved you. That means Jesus' love for you is not less than the love he has for God. The same measure. So he now said, if you obey my commands, you will remain in my love. Why did love come first in that order of the fruit of the Spirit? Why would Jesus mention only 2 in this scripture? I've not explained that. But look at it. He said, just as I've obeyed my Father's command, I remain in his love. So if you want to bear much fruit, you have to move on to what? To becoming a disciple and then love. Should be the dominant fruit in your life. When you love, you will obey the Father. You will obey God. No circumstances. We are begging people, come for discipleship. They will not come. Come for evangelism. If you love the Father, you will turn out for evangelism. We don't have to cajole you. We don't have to persuade you. Oh, come out so that God will bless you. That breakthrough is coming. You will not be a selfish believer. A disciple is not selfish. This self-centered prayer, me, and God is not in it. The central message in this passage is bear fruit and becoming a disciple. So if you're a disciple, you will seek the things that pleases the Father. So love will lead you. And because you have love for God, you will not find it difficult to love anyone. Because Paul said, the love of God compels me. The love of God compels us. I don't have to like you before I love you.
Because God loves me, I have to love God's people. God loves you, so I have no choice than to love you. I may not like your character, but I have no choice. Amen. So when the love of God compels a disciple, love becomes a choice. You choose to love, and then you have no choice also to love. I choose to love you, not because you are good, but because God loves you. And I have no choice to love you because God's love is in my heart. He compels me. So you offend me. I have no choice. I have to forgive. Because God would have forgiven you. God will forgive you. Amen. This is how our joy is fulfilled. So why was love mentioned first? Because if you have love, other fruit of the Spirit will not be difficult to be formed. Jesus mentioned only love and joy in this context because without love, it is impossible to bear other fruits. It will be difficult to bear other fruits. But if you have the love, fruit of love is in you, other fruit will follow. Will follow. They will just follow. I want us to know this morning that God Himself bears these fruits. God is love. God is full of joyful. His God is joyful. God is patient. That's why He's patient with us. He never killed us when we are misbehaving. He had endurance. God endures. He has the fruit of endurance. All the fruit of the Spirit is in Him. And that is how God's joy is always fulfilled. He chooses to do the things that He does. I want us to know that Jesus Himself bear all the fruit of the Spirit. And He bear much fruit as well. He bear fruit when He accepted to come to die for our sin. Because love compelled Him to come. And then He bear much fruit when He gave Himself, when He gave His life. To die on the cross of Calvary. Hebrew 12. 2 and 3. Put it together. 2 and 3. So he said, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy, I didn't see, for the joy that was set before Him, what did He do? He endured the cross. That is fruit of the Spirit. Endurance. He endured the cross. Leave it in, still in verse 2. Leave it there. He endured the cross. Scorning its shame. The spat on Him. But He endured. The slapping and mocking. He endured. And then the joy is that He should sit down at the right hand of the throne of the Father. Joy came. His fullness of joy came when He sat down at the right hand of the Father. His joy was fulfilled when His name was lifted up above every other name. That today at the mention of His name, every knee shall bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. No Jesus, no joy. Jesus is the giver of joy. When you receive Jesus, the fullness of joy will be available for you. Can you bow down this morning? You bow down your head. You are in this place. You need Jesus to come into your life. You want to give your life to Jesus. No Jesus, no joy. No Jesus, no joy. Jesus is the fullness of our joy. Can you just raise up your hand? You want to give your life to Jesus? Can you just raise your hand this morning? you just say to the Lord this morning, let your joy rise within me this morning. Let your joy rise within me this morning. By your spirit, let your joy rise within me. By your joy, let your joy rise within me this morning. Cause the fruit of the spirit to be manifested in me, that my joy may be fulfilled in this season. By the Spirit this morning, I ask that the joy of the Lord rise within you with power. In the name of Jesus Christ, every spiritual possibility that is in God, let it manifest in you. We are partaker of His divine nature. Let everything that exists in God begin to exist in you, that your joy may be fulfilled in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.